Playoffs? Playoffs? Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about playoffs. Look, we need to win some games. If we win some games, then you could talk to me about playoffs. Breezy.
Is an old newspaper's superstition.
Yo, football is here. The playoffs are here. It is time. For the first time, we got like 85 teams in the wild card race. All right, so we're going to get to that real quick. You know this is a quicker show. All right, so let's go ahead and get right into these formalities, man. If you're on Facebook, make sure you give us a like and a follow. That's facebook.com/shootthebreezenetworks. Just slap that quick that link right there below. You can click on that link right there below, man. It'll take you right to the page. If you're listening to it, I gave you the address. Follow us on IG and Twitter. That's at STB Networks. You can also subscribe to our channel right here on YouTube. If you want to hear Breezy just get some stuff off his chest in a short amount of time, this is the show for you. Breeze all about it. So make sure you give us a shout out and a like and a comment and all that good stuff right there on youtube.com/shootthebreeze. And while you're there, go ahead and smash that like button and make sure you leave comments. Someone will definitely get back to you. And to everybody listening to us on your favorite podcast, that's Shoot the Breeze Podcast on anchor.fm. You can follow us on Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. Man, there's so many, I got flows flowing in my head. But you know what my favorite is, right? Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And while you're there, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating. And we'll keep it peachy, we'll keep it breezy, we'll keep it fly for all you guys out there, man. And if you have ideas, if there's things you want to get off your chest, shoot an email at toshootthebreezepodtv@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2020-2021 playoffs are here. They start today at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To my West Coast fam, y'all know what time that is, so I'm not going to go ahead and mess your clocks up and say, Breezy didn't tell us when to wake up to watch the game, so you guys got that. Now, for the first time in the NFL, we have the super wild card race going on, right? That means only two teams have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. For the AFC, you have the Kansas City Chiefs, and for the NFC, you have the Green Bay Slackers. I mean, Packers. My bad. Look, for the first time, this is how the format is for this year. And I want to know how you guys feel about the format. You know what I'm saying? Because some teams work hard, and usually the couple of teams, they get that first round bye. But there's no home field advantage other than if your record was greater, you have home field advantage. We'll get into that per game. Now, when you have to go and start playing these teams and you got to take on the Chiefs or the Packers, you'll be traveling to Kansas City or you'll be going out to Green Bay to have some cheese in the frozen tundra, and you're going to be playing ball out there in those two cities. Now, it's a little awkward to me because I'm used to having certain teams like the 49ers be in the playoffs to where they dominate if their record is good, you know, and it's going to be awkward to watch all these teams playing the wild card. But I'm excited because you got three games today. You have three games tomorrow. And it is the Super Wild Card Sunday and Saturday. I am superly officially happy. I'm going to do my best to watch just about every game. None of these teams are mine, so I really don't care. You know, it doesn't really matter to me. But since my team is not in the playoffs, if I have to pick a team, which team am I going to root for to go all the way? I'm going to say this, and I know every 49er fan, especially on Twitter, because that's where 49ers faithful is super strong. Now, they're on Facebook too, but the way they're on Twitter is a little bit different. They got like a different caveat to the fandom. All right, now I'm going to say this, and I You know, I can't help it. But I'm going to root for a team that the 49ers didn't play this year and get beat by. And that team is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a la Tom Brady. I know he's ancient. I understand he's old. But there's some other ancient old quarterbacks in the playoffs that are playing right now. And nobody's talking about those ancient guys or whatnot. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? So we got some ancient guys in there. So these are the last, you know, of the Warriors from the old football times. And I'm excited to watch these guys play. So I'm going to go with the Buccaneers because I just feel like hopefully they can put something together. Their defense is pretty solid. All right. And they have still one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game. It is what it is. So I'm going to go Buccaneers all the way. I know a lot of people are going to be going Bills. A lot of people, it's going to be crazy. I'm not mad. Who you choose to pick, as a 49er fan, you pick who you want. I will tell you this, if you pick the Seahawks or if you pick the Rams, as a 49er fan, I will come personally, fly out to your city, strip you down, booty butt naked, take all your 49er gear off, and I will keep it myself. I don't burn 49er gear. I'm not one of those fans, man. Hey, Cali, you know, man. I don't understand why people don't draw the correlation. You get what I'm saying? There's a reason why I have this inner thing for Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? He's not sexy or nothing like that. I don't know how y'all feel about y'all Jimmy G or whatever or whatnot. It's just the fact that he was a gritty player. He was horrible at Michigan. He made it to the NFL like the second to last pick in the draft. And he's just like one of the second greatest quarterback of all time. I said second greatest because you know who the greatest is, the GOAT of quarterback. So, yes, I'm rooting for Tom Brady or whatever it is, you know. Don't be mad at me. But shout out to PG. Shout out to Cali, man. Mason, I see you in here too, man. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Look, let's get down to the playoffs, man. All right. So, first up, first game. Oh, man. You got the Indianapolis Colts against the red hot Buffalo Bills. And it's sad to see that the Bills played super well this year and they have to play. They're at home, but they have to play in a wild card game. Even if they did win their division or whatever it is, they won the AFC East. But they are in a wild card game. And they have the first one at that. You got old man Phillip Rivers. I forgot about old man Phillip Rivers. How can I forget about old man Phillip Rivers? Phillip Rivers is planning to retire at the end of the season along with Drew Brees. Those are the rumors that are out there. I'm not sure if they're superly true because, you know, sometimes guys put on their cleats for the last time and they get this feeling and they're just not ready to hang up the cleats. So it's possible that these quarterbacks come back, even though rumor has it that they will be retiring. Phillip Rivers is going up against Josh Allen. You have the teacher and then the student. Right now, the student is playing MVP style of football. MVP style of football. Like, I didn't want to agree that Josh Allen, I'm not saying he's great, but I did not want to agree that Josh Allen was good yet. I thought he needed a little bit more time, and Josh Allen is balling out, not just because he beat my 49ers, it's the way he beat my 49ers, and it's the way he's beating other teams in the NFL, you know? He's dangerous on his legs, not a super fast runner, but when that pocket collapses, or when that read isn't there, expect Josh Allen to pull the ball down, run, shifty, low down, gritty, grind, make you miss, get yards, extend plays, do things Phillip Rivers never done. Phillip Rivers is going to have to throw the ball to win this game. And I'm just not sure. Wait a minute. I'm just not sure if Phillip Rivers is going to be able to keep up when it comes to scoring with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Now, what I will give the Indianapolis Colts is their defense. Their defense is phenomenal. Now, you're going up against guys like DeForest Buckner, Leonard at the linebacker spot. Their freaking secondary is pretty darn solid. Look, this is going to be a great game. I'm happy that they're kicking off the NFL wildcard round with these two particular teams. I'm excited to watch Phillip Rivers get beat by Josh Allen. Yep, I said it. My score prediction for this game is going to be the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know why I feel like I'm struggling saying Indianapolis. I'm saying Indianapolis. I feel like I'm leaving letters out. The Colts. Boom. All right, so the Colts, I would say 21. But then I have the Red Hot Bills dropping like 34, 35 points. So 21-35, that's pretty high scoring. It's over 50-something points between both teams, right? But I just think that the Buffalo Bills find a way to get it done. This is what they've been doing all season. They've been getting games done and getting wins, even gritty wins on the road. They've beaten teams. I think that even though the Colts defense is probably one of the best defenses the Bills are going to have to face, I'm still not super secure in the Bills run game. But Josh Allen is a runner too, so I think they go ahead and get that win. So I have the Colts 21. I have the Bills 34. I'm going to leave it at 34. All right, here's a game for all 49er fans to watch. All right, this is the second game. This game is at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have the L.A. Rams on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to call them by their original name. You have the Lambs going against the Sea Chickens. I think that's what we call them as faithfuls. This is not a shot or a dab at these two teams. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kelly Bill. Bang, bang. Ricardo Ricky Martinez. What's going on, baby? I see you out there. Trucker Hat Mafia is in the heezy for sheezy with your boy Breezy. All right. So game two, 4:40 p.m. Jalen Ramsey has to defend the phenomenal DK Metcalf. I can't wait to see how this pans out. Now, no, I don't have Russell Wilson in this graphic. And no, I don't have Jared Goff in this graphic, because this is not going to be a showdown between the quarterbacks. Now, I will say this. Playoff Russell Wilson is a little bit different than regular season Russell Wilson. Just going to keep it at that. Now, to all the Ram fans out there, you guys have a shot. I will say that you guys have a shot. The Rams are running the ball well all of a sudden, getting Jared Goff back. I think that the Seahawks were scared to actually play the backup. So I'm not sure you even want to start Jared Goff. Rams, you might want to keep your backup in there, because they can't defend running quarterbacks neither. Something about the NFC West having problems defending these quarterbacks with feet that can run. Sounds like a team that I know. All right, so I think the Rams are going to be able to put up some points. And the Rams have the best defensive player in the league. They have the best defensive player in the league. We were talking about Aaron Donald. We're talking about a force to be reckoned with. I don't think that the Seattle Seahawks offensive line will be able to contain or stop this guy no matter where he lines up. Remember, their offensive line isn't that great of an offensive line. You know, they just play well against certain teams. And this is a team I don't think they play well. This is going to be a nail biter, guys. For this to be the second, this should have been the night game, the nightcap out of all the games, because this game is going to come down to the come down. I'm talking about down to the penny, to the last 0.00.00.00 on the clock. And if I had to pick a team to win, I'm going to have to go with the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't care what people say. You can say Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. You can say Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback. I hate to say it. Hate to break it to you. There's something about Russell Wilson that's just a little bit different than just about every. I feel like he could do what Aaron Rodgers does. He can do what Patrick Mahomes does. And he just has this mentality to where he's just not going to lose. So if he has the ball and his team is down, he's going to find some way to Russell will his team back to a victory. It's just what he's been doing all season. I don't understand. Like, he doesn't even look good. It's just when he has the ball, they somehow find a way to win. So I got Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks pulling out a squeaky victory, a 24 to like 21 type of a game. 24-21 Seahawks win. Last game, game of the night, the nightcap game. Let's go ahead and get into the Buccaneers against the red. They're not red hot, but you know what I'm saying. The Washington football team. Finally, it took me all season to get this team's name correct. It's not my team. So I'm so used to calling them you know what. But the Washington football team is up. They are hosting the wild card game. Tom Brady is going on the road with his weapons. I do not know if the Buccaneers are without Mike Evans. He did get banged up week 17 of the NFL. Now, if Mike Evans is not there, have no fear, because Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown are here. Okay, now this is going to come down to which team is going to be able to kind of like dominate when you're talking about running the ball. I actually like the Washington football team's run game a little bit better than I do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run game. Now, if Leonard Fournette is ready to strap up and show up like a man and play some football, then they're going to be a problem on the ground. And Tom Brady, no one loves play action pass more than Tom Brady. I'm not sure if Bruce Arians loves play action pass. He does like to get the ball down the field. But I can see this game being not close whatsoever. And I know, look, Chase Young is going to be a force to be reckoned with, okay? He's going to be a force. I actually am excited to see Chase Young go against Tristan Wirfs. Like, this is going to be something that I, you know, two rookies, you know, going at it, right? Two high draft picks going at it. I think this is going to be a great game. I actually believe that the Buccaneers are going to find a way to, in the end, pull away. Like, in the end, I think up front, the game is going to be close. I think for the first half, maybe even the first three quarters, this game is going to be gritty. Gritty, 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 gritty. But you know what, man? Who you betting on? Tom Brady or Alex Smith? Now, 49ers and Alex Smith may not play today. So would it be Colt McCoy? Now, so you have to ask yourself these particular types of questions. You get what I'm saying? Look, Tom Brady, it's playoff Brady too, guys, by the way. So it's not like it's regular season Brady. This is going to be playoff Brady. And I think playoff Brady is greater than the whole Washington football team. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Michigan Brady type fan or whatever. I'm saying that for the simple fact that I just think that Brady is going to dominate against the Washington football team. I think they won't even be able to keep up offensively. Their defense will – their pass rush is great. Tom Brady, there's ways that you can defeat Tom Brady, and here's how. Now, Chase Young plays on the edge. Brady's pretty good at getting the ball out on the edge. But if you can find a way to finagle that pass rush up the middle, then Brady's going to have a problem. And if you've watched teams beat Brady when he was with the great Patriots teams, with their great run of all time. Shout out to my man, Kevin. If you watch those games, man, it was all about getting Brady straight up the middle, man. And then the sides were able to collapse and do their thing. But Brady does like to step up in that pocket. So if you can get him up the middle, you're golden. Will Chase Young be lined up all over the side of the field like an Aaron Donald? Tune in to find out. 8:15 p.m., I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers destroying the Washington football team. Like 43-13. No, I'm not making it up. 43-13. I think Antonio Brown, and, you know, he is going to be the guy that moves the chains, not the leading wide receiver. I believe Chris Godwin is going to have a phenomenal game in this game. I just don't think that the Washington football team has. No disrespect. I have a lot of Washington football team friends. This is no disrespect to you guys out there, but you guys know daggone well this is not going to be a game you guys are going to be able to compete or keep up in. I do think the first three quarters are close. That's it for your Saturday game. So just let's do a quick recap. All right, we'll go backwards. For this game, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Washington football team 43-13. Maybe I'll give them 17. I don't know if I'm going to be that generous. And then going backwards, I have the Los Angeles Rams losing to the Seattle Seahawks on the road 21-24. I think Seattle pulls that game off. And this is another game. This is the exciting game I'm actually excited to watch. The first game of the day, you have the Indianapolis Colts going against the Buffalo Bills. And I just feel like the Buffalo Bills are going to find a way to dominate that dominant defensive line of the Colts, because Josh Allen is going to be able to pull the ball down, keep that defense honest, get some first downs on his feet. And when you got the defensive line running all over the place, it's really hard to win against a quarterback with this type of skill set. So I have the Buffalo Bills winning that particular game. All right, let's go into Sunday's game, because you guys won't see me tomorrow, so I might as well go ahead and preview the Sunday's games. How y'all feeling out there, man? It's Wild Card Weekend! Woo! I am excited, as you can see, and my team is not even playing. Maybe I could tone it down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Tone it down. My man Adam Taylor says, but how do the Colts make it tough? Their defensive line, bro. Their defense is like top three in the NFL, man. They have a defense. You know, they always that cool saying, Adam, defense wins championships. This is what the playoffs is all about. This is when you watch a dominant defensive team do what they're supposed to do. Now, the difference between, you know, their defense, and I'm not comparing them at all to that Baltimore Ravens defense, is the quarterback play, right? So you have a guy like Josh Allen that just does not like to stay in the pocket. He will, but he can get out that pocket. And I think that's going to keep the defense on their toes. It will keep them from not stacking 8 to 9 in the box against Josh Allen, because Josh Allen will find a way to find a guy miss and still throw those quick darts. Now, I do like the Colts run game. I think Jonathan Taylor, the rookie, is actually balling out like none other. I know Peachy was mad at Jonathan Taylor all season because of fantasy football, but I don't think it was his fault. I think it was just the way the coaches wanted to use the running backs. But look for a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor from the Colts along with Hines. Like, I think they're going to do some good old tricky things. We're going to see some stuff we've never seen before. Let's go ahead and get into the Sunday games, and then we'll go ahead and get up out of here. All right, kicking off the Sunday games, you have Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens going against the hot, I'm going to say they're hot, the hot Tennessee Titans, with led by Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry, whatever your preference is. Now, if I remember correctly, and you guys know how to correct me, because you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, all the single stinking time, all right, I believe that the Titans took out the Ravens last year. Is this the rematch? So, Titans, Ravens, this game is going to be crazy. I just think it's going to be crazy. Lamar Jackson is phenomenal, but Ryan Tannehill, can we throw his name into the MVP conversation? I mean, he's been legit balling, and he's been doing it without his left tackle, Taylor Lewan. Like, this guy's been balling, and I think with the run game of the Tennessee Titans, it's going to make this game interesting. Now, Baltimore upgraded their run game. Baltimore has they got a couple packages, tight ends, that you guys are going to have to stop when it comes to the Titans. You know, as much as I want to root for the Titans this year, I just think that the Ravens find a way to win this game with Lamar Jackson. Down to Lamar Jackson. Close game, not a shootout. I mean, not a high scoring game. I got this game 24-21. I have this game 24-21. This game comes down, it all depends on, I see Cali has Tennessee. This game comes down to how effective Derrick Henry is going to be on the ground. Now, if you remember last year, and I have to talk about it, but if you remember last year, Derrick Henry ran all over the Ravens. How do I remember? Because there was a player on the Ravens named Earl Thomas who decided to say, you know, I'm not going to tackle this guy. And if you don't remember, go look it up on YouTube, because you'll see it. And you're going to be like, dang, like, even Earl Thomas, one of the great safeties to play the game, move out the way? Man, this guy, he must be a problem. So not too many people want to tackle Derrick Henry. And I can see why a lot of people have Tennessee winning. But I think that the defense of the Baltimore Ravens got better. They did pick up that linebacker, Patrick Queen, I think that's his name. Mr. Queen, I believe. That's what I'm going to call him. Mr. Patrick, whatever you want to call him. It's what his name is. You know what I'm saying? He's a problem. So I think that the Baltimore Ravens defense has gotten better, and I think that the defense is going to be able to keep their team in the game, and it's going to come down to Lamar Jackson and Ryan Tannehill. Allah. So I have the Ravens winning by 3 on the road in Tennessee. Game 2 on Sunday. Woo! Yo, a lot of people love Drew Brees, and I get it. He's amazing. I am rooting for Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears, man. I am. I want to see Khalil Mack not decapitate Drew Brees, but just send him off to retirement, you know, a little breezy. If you know what I'm talking about. So you got 4:40 p.m. NFC wildcard round on Sunday, the Chicago Bears traveling to New Orleans. Now, we know daggone well the Bears aren't going to beat the Saints. I'm just telling you what I would like to see. And Drew Brees is definitely back, and he did make a business decision. Drew Brees is back in, like, physical form. Look, when it comes down to playoffs, guys, like, these quarterbacks, they have something called experience, and I just can't root against experience against, you know, whatever. Now, I do know Khalil Mack is going to be a problem, and good luck New Orleans trying to stop that monster, because he gets what he wants. That's just what he is. He's a big bully on the field. But Drew Brees will find a way to win this game. And don't forget, Sean Payton is like the king of trickery. You will see some Taysom Hill. Here's the thing I like about Sean Payton and the Taysom Hill, right? You know when Hill comes in the game, he's getting the ball. You know exactly what Taysom Hill is going to do, and they still can't stop it. Still can't stop it. So I have, personally, the New Orleans Saints, like, dropping, like, 32 to, like, 14. I don't even think they get 14 points. Unless their defense scores some touchdowns, they're getting 13. So I got 30. What did I say? 30. I'm going to go 34-13 New Orleans Saints. I think they put up a shootout and they put up points and they don't let the feet off the pedal. Like, they keep the pedal to the metal or whatever, you metal to the pedal. However you want to say it, that's what they do. They want to make a statement to let the league know, yo, we had a banging record and we on the road, we playing in a wild card game. I got you, NFL. They're going to send a message tomorrow on Sunday. I guarantee it. And for the Nightcat game on Sunday. I know a lot of people don't care, but this is a divisional game. This is not only an NFL wild card game. This is a divisional, however you want to say it, game. Meaning these teams face each other twice a year. And you just don't know which one is going to pull out, man. Look, Myles Garrett, that guy's a monster. TJ Watt, Marvel monster. You got monster versus monster. I'm not stuck on Baker Mayfield going against Ben Roethlisberger. I just think they find a way to pull out. I don't even know if the wide receivers for the Cleveland Browns are playing in this game because they were dealing with COVID. This game is going to be fun to watch regardless of who plays, because I want to see the Cleveland Browns knock out the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I said it. I want to see the Cleveland Browns knock out the Pittsburgh Steelers. No disrespect to the Steelers. I know you guys already got 6 Super Bowls, so I'm a little kind of like, whatever you want to call it, that's how I'm feeling. You know, even though my dad and my step, my father-in-law, like, they're both diehard Steelers fans. A lot of my friends are diehard Steelers fans. But look, if the Steelers lose this game, I'm coming for you. I mean, I'm coming with guns a-blazing. I know my team not in it, so I could talk smack. I'm coming. Pause. I'm coming for you, brothers. If the Steelers lose, it's on and popping. That's what it is. But I don't think the Steelers lose this game. I'm just telling you what I would like to see. So the Steelers are going to win this game by a landslide. Listen, man, Baker Mayfield's not going to be able to keep up with the offense, with scoring, as the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to try to put up points. Now, I will say, if I have to give the edge to the Cleveland Browns, they have the run game down pat. They have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. That is a powerful 1-2 punch. Okay, now, with that being said, I'm not so stuck on the Pittsburgh Steelers run game. I'm not sure what's going on with James Conner. He's just not the same James Conner. I paused already, Callie. I paused about 40 times, bro. So, listen, let's just keep it moving, dog. I just don't think that the Steelers have a run game that's going to be efficient enough to keep up when Ben needs to move that ball. But I think Ben has weapons. You know, you're talking about Johnson. Juju looks back. Juju is looking like he is back. He has cut out the dancing, and the only time you're going to see Juju dancing is probably in the end zone on the Cleveland Browns about 2-3 times on tomorrow. I agree, Peachy. Pittsburgh can't run the ball, and that is in the favor of the Cleveland Browns. If they can stop the run and force Ben to just throw the ball and sit back and play in the secondary, they have a chance. The one thing that they can do that should keep them in the game is run the ball. Now, here's what's going to happen. If Cleveland goes down by 2 to 3, 2.5, you know, two scores and a field goal, 2 touchdowns and field goal, I can see them kind of like abandoning the run, trying to throw themselves back in this game. But is Jarvis Landry playing? Is Donovan Peoples-Jones playing? Like, we don't know which receivers. We know they didn't play last week. Are they going to be back? You know how it is. When guys come back after missing a week, they have to kind of get in some type of football shape. It's going to be a real game tomorrow night. Sunday Night Football, NFL Wild Card. Woo! Round. 8:15 p.m. The Cleveland Browns are traveling to Pittsburgh. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your NFL wild card teams for Super Wild Card Weekend. I hope you guys are excited for some football. Those of us that are 49er faithful fans, we already know what time it is. We're going to be sitting on like couch potatoes just watching the games and, you know, picking teams apart and looking who we can take from other teams because it's free agent time for us. It is the offseason time for us. But guys, if your team is in the playoffs, much respect to you. I'm wishing the best for you guys. I don't, you know, a lot of you are my friends. So, you know, I'm wishing the best for you. Even if I don't like your teams, I do love you guys. So thank y'all so much for tuning in to Breeze All About It, Episode 2, Playoffs. Don't talk to me about the playoffs. Like, I'm like Jim Mora right now. Don't talk to me about playoffs because I don't have a team in the playoffs, guys. I don't know what to do. Like, I have to sit and watch it. The only thing I can do when it comes to football and the 49ers, and Mike, my man Mike said it best, I could play some Madden. So that's what I'm going to be doing while I'm watching the playoffs. Shout out to you, man. Enjoy y'all NFL Wild Card Sunday weekend. I love you, man. Stay easy. Stay breezy. We out. Peace.
If an old newspaper is superstition.
Strike three.